Hi, this is Meg Riley in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and you're here for another hour chatting and learning stuff all about what's going on in the world on The View. Let's have our regulars say hello. Joanna?
Hi, I'm Joanna Fontaine Crawford, and I am here in sunny Austin, Texas.
Hey, it's Hank Peirce. I am in sunny but windy Medford, Massachusetts, and yeah, that's it.
Hey, folks, Bob LaValle dialing in from Buffalo, New York.
That's great. And today we have two special guests, Heather Concannon, the assistant minister at the UU Church in Sherbourne, Mass., and John Gibbons, the senior minister at First Church in Bedford. I'll introduce them again formally when we move on and talk formally about their exciting antics there in Massachusetts. But meanwhile, Hank, what's up where you are?
Well, I am. I'm just finishing up my second year of ministry here in Milton at the First Parish Church in Milton. They've called Lisa Ward to be their next settled minister, and so the church threw a really really great going away party for me last Sunday. Did I just get muted?
No, we can hear you.
All right, and the church. Okay. And so they threw this great party for me, which, like, I don't know if that means that they really appreciate what I did or if they're just really glad to have me go. But either way, it was it really was wonderful. You don't necessarily think you have strong contacts with, especially as an interim, that folks are really appreciative of that. People come up and chat. And it just sort of reminded me how important it is for members of congregations just to, play well with your clergy, treat them well. And that is a really important message to remind everyone. It's certainly a message I remind congregations, holiday time to, like, send your minister at least a card. If you don't get them a gift, send them a card. It'd be so nice, having been at churches where you didn't get anything. So it's nice for folks to appreciate what you do.
You're breaking up a little bit, Hank, but we got that. And, there's something about good goodbyes that I just think is really important for everyone. I asked some lay people in a covenant group, what's an example of a good goodbye that you've had, and a couple people really said they couldn't think of any at all in their lives. And so whether it's ministers or tons of other transitions going on right now, CLF is in transition season. Our learning fellows come and go, and we are in ordination month. We have one a week. It's really like June is wedding month and ordination month. So
you're not rid of me yet, though, Meg.
No, not you. Bob's staying through August. But Jordan Nelson Long got co-ordained this past Sunday by CLF and All Souls Kansas City and the Lawrencetown UU Fellowship. Lawrence, Kansas, not Lawrencetown. I don't know where that came from. And Cassandra Hartley is getting ordained this Sunday in Ann Arbor. And then the following week, Shauna Foster is going to get ordained at GA. So it's just kind of something going on. Yeah, Saturday morning, that'll be really fun. I'm sure, knowing Shauna, there will be some surprises. This is the woman who got married with a Sound of Music theme. And they sing, "How do you solve a problem like Maria?" as she processed. I think we can count on her ordination to be interesting.
9:30 Saturday morning. Don't miss it. That's going to be a good one.
So, yeah, that's what's up with us. I wanted to also say last night was very cool. Two CLF folks, Lena K. Gardner, who comes on a lot with Black Lives of UU, and Danny Givens, who wears a lot of hats, including being the CLF prison chaplain, got huge accolades at the seminary here in the Twin Cities for their work around racial justice and linking the faith communities up with Black Lives Matter and other racial justice groups. And it was just really exciting to see them get named, and they both made really wonderful speeches that I wish had been taped because they were amazing. And I was just really proud to sit there and be happy. So cool stuff going on here, not to mention no bugs in the garden, jinx, I hope not. But, you know, I'm a gardener, and before the mosquitoes and gnats come out, it's just heaven, and afterwards is hell, so I'm loving it.
Speaking of the Movement for Black Lives and GA, I just want to put a shameless plug in for the Black Lives of UU program track that's happening at GA. So they have sessions on both Friday and Saturday that tie together, and I strongly recommend folks check it out. I think there's really going to be some excellent work going on there.
Yeah, that's going to be a really interesting thing at GA, the whole lot of folks coming in. Black Lives UU is bringing in a bunch of people. The UUA board agreed to raise $60,000 to support Black Lives of UU, and they're, I think, about halfway there from what I've heard, and we're all going to be asked to pitch in at GA. But
Joanna, right. They're actually bringing in, at this point, I think, what I understand is that at least 30 people of color who are coming to GA who've never come to GA before, partly because of financial means, and this scholarship is making that happen. So it's really an important way of, like, truly expressing, you know, our diversity as a faith. I'm so impressed by that.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it too. One reason is that our incoming learning fellow, Amanda Weatherspoon, wasn't going to be able to come, and now she is. So she'll be helping. She and Danny Gibbons will be running a healing space for Black folks and people of color during GA, because as we know, stuff happens at GA all the time. So it's great. I'm really excited by this programming that's going on. Joanna, what do you know? Texans doing anything right now?
Mine's just personal. As part of a liberal repatriation act, my brother and son and husband are kidnapping my parents as we speak from New Mexico and moving them down to Austin. My three men rented an RV and drove through the night. Got an email this morning saying that they had made it there. So I'm kind of, you know, what I've been telling some of my friends is, because we've been working towards this, moving my parents here. They're 85 and 86. Shh, don't tell anyone that I shared my mom's age. We've been working for this for so many months, and it's kind of like when you're pregnant with your first so much and you're like a couple of weeks away from the birth and you suddenly stop and go, oh, I think my life is about to radically change. And so that's kind of where I am, and I imagine they are too.
So they're all going to drive back in the RV together? I think a movie could be made about this.
No, so it's actually, so my dad has had health issues, so he needs to be in an RV. So my brother is driving my dad and my mom in the RV. My son is driving one of their cars. My husband is driving their other car, and they're caravanning in one day. Tomorrow morning they get up at 4 a.m. and just straight shot from Albuquerque to Austin. So, you know, prayers, light a candle, all of that stuff. Sacrifice a goat.
It is a movie. Liberal. Yeah. Liberal repatriation, the epic begins.